Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion, give your opinion at any point during the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. So, again, 818-301-5834. Have a great show lined up for you guys today. And I believe that it's going to be one of the best, okay? I see there are more people joining the show right now, so thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's word of the day is Jubilee. Jubilee. Hey, I don't make these words up, okay? I don't make these words up. I just, hey, they send them to me, right? Jubilee, often capitalized, Jubilee. A year of emancipation and restoration provided by ancient Hebrew law to be kept every 50 years by the emancipation of Hebrew slaves, restoration of alienated lands to their former owners, and omission of all cultivation of the land. Another meaning is a special anniversary, okay? And Jubilee is a year of emancipation and restoration, okay? That's Jubilee. Contrary to what you might think it is, you know, that's what it is. Okay? So, Right now, it is updating me for the weather. It is 35 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a low tonight of 23. We had a high today of only 42. Tomorrow, Friday, thank TGIF, we're looking at 47 as our high, 37 as our low. And then on Saturday, you know, tomorrow we're going to have some partly sunny skies, about like today. And then on Saturday, we're looking at rain, 56 as our high, 57 as our low. So we're going to, it's going to be a nice day on Saturday. It's just going to be rainy. Okay. Then Sunday, look for the same. Rain, 61, low 33 on Sunday night. Okay. So, you know, you guys just bundle up, right? Bundle up, put on some warm clothes when you go out, and keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep going and deal with it. You know, it's not as bad, right? It's not as bad as it could be. That's what that means, okay? So, again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Today's show. Today's show is hypothetically, and hypothetically speaking, a guy or a girl, you know, whomever, met this past weekend. And they've been on, you know, maybe a date or two, maybe not, or maybe they have been on a date or two, because they met last weekend, right? Okay, and the day Thursday, and they digging each other, and so they go out a couple of times, right? Okay. Come on, Frank, get with it. They go out a couple of times, and then you got a week, maybe a week and a half, not quite week and a half, before Christmas. We just met last weekend. And it's a week and a half before Christmas. We've been out on a couple of dates. We digging each other. Do we exchange gifts, or do I buy something for her? Not looking for something in return, or vice versa. Does she buy something for me and not look for something in return? Here's the deal. Because I talked about it today. And it was like, that was a quick answer for me. Someone asked me this question, and that was a quick answer for me. I said, you know, hey, yeah, you do buy something for her. It doesn't have to be extravagant, you know. It doesn't have to be anything big. It doesn't have to be anything that costs you, you know, $100. Be a lot less than that. But I would buy something for her. Something big, you know? If I could find some scarves or something, I'll buy her like two different, you know, prints or colors or whatever, scarves. Okay? Because, you know, the cold weather now, and we're getting ready to hit it down through here, is, you know, in Atlanta, you cover up. Hey, you look like a mummy walking out there. You know what I'm saying? You put that stuff around. You put that scarf around your head, and you all your the only thing showing is your eyes, and you got glasses on. But that's the way it is. You know, like I said, it was an easy answer for me. Yeah, I buy a gift. I'd buy her something. And hopefully, she would me. Hopefully, she'd buy me something. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, she'd buy me something. And, you know, because I met her this past weekend, right? That's what we're seeing. Met her this past weekend. It's just hypothetically speaking. Met her this past weekend. Went maybe on one, maybe two dates between then and now. Right? Because y'all digging each other. And then it's a week and a half before Christmas. Y'all gonna go out on a few dates before Christmas. The dates are going well. Y'all digging each other. Yeah, I buy her something for Christmas. It does, you know, I don't have to buy her nothing today. You know what I'm saying? I could decide to buy her something the day before Christmas. Everything not going to be sold out, right? You can find it. You know? That's what I'm seeing. I'd buy her something. I'd have to. That's me. And that's the way you grab that's the way you grab the girls. Man, you can learn something from me. All you young heads out there listening to the show, you can learn something from me. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And this whole thing come about, and like I said, it was an easy answer for me. It was quick and it was easy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about, is that, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but that's where you grab them women. That's where you grab them women, okay? And we're going to get into a little bit of the Christmas spirit a little bit here. I'm just going to play a little music. Here we go.
Merry Christmas. And we're caroling through the night. And 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
appreciate you guys listening in to the show today, and hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's gonna be cold now over the next few days. It's gonna be cold, so hold on to what you're holding on to and hang on to the one you want to hang on to, right? Let's get it. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you in about 23 a half hour, baby. Take care.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy. And oh, so easy. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. I concentrate on you. concentrate on you.
Always make me sit down.